through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Morena. I cannot believe how effective that ad is.
It's unbelievable to me.
That is my leading story on Media Bat. BFM trips over incredible new compelling advertising method for radio spots.
Did you
put a crossword in there?
Do you guys do crosswords in your like homes or flats?
Too dumb.
Do you
ever
do that?
I can't spell.
I do enjoy it. I never get very many, maybe 5 out of like 30 words,
yeah.
But it's still validating.
It's good for the brain.
Yeah. We had a crossword going in our flat that took us like more than 6 months to finish. Like it was just sitting on the table, and every time someone's friend would come around, they'd be like, oh, I think I know what that word is. When it was finally done, it felt like, you know, something momentous had happened.
But that's quite sweet. I like that, just having one on the fridge for ages.
Please help us finish this. We're going mad.
Communal effort.
What is happening in the media, Tim? What's going on?
I'll kick off with this one. So there's some interesting things happening between the Australian media and their reporting of New Zealand's relationship with China. So people may have seen some promos or even the segment itself for the Australian 60 Minutes.
It was pretty buck wild,
yeah,
to be honest.
So I saw the promos, but I haven't watched the segment yet. Did you see the whole thing?
I haven't seen the segment, but the promo felt like a meme. It felt like someone had made it and been like, this is funny.
Yeah. It truly was a bit over the top. If you're unsure of what we're talking about, Australian 60 Minutes had a segment on Sunday about New Zealand's ties to China. It's sort of to do with how they perceive our trade relationship impeding our ability to call them out on international human rights abuses, which Australia is saying that they're taking the lead on at the moment. So in the piece, Tom Steinford, who's the Aussie reporter who led the segment, he said, what's more important, dollars or decency, before claiming that Australia is, quote, storming the moral high ground regarding its relationship to China, whereas New Zealand is being more careful with their words and watching export sales soar. So this actually went to air as Scott Morrison, the Australian Prime Minister, was in New Zealand doing the annual Trans-Tasman Summit with Jacinda Ardern. Ardern was asked by media about this, and her quote was, there is a perception issue, particularly from the Australian media, about our relationship with China. So realistically, New Zealand is walking a really fine line at the moment. I think a lot of this has been kicked up in particular at the moment because our Foreign Affairs Minister, Nanaia Mahuta, refused to co-sign a letter by the Five Eyes Collective, which is an intelligence collective of us, Australia, Canada, the UK and America, who wanted to co-author a letter condemning China's actions. I think it was tied up with the Uyghurs, but I haven't seen the wording of the letter, so don't quote me on that. But calling out China, and Nanaia Mahuta refused to sort of allow New Zealand to be a co-signatory of that letter because Five Eyes is not a diplomatic entity. It is there for intelligence sharing between the five partner countries, but that was seen by the other partners as New Zealand hedging their bets and not wanting to offend China because it would damage trade relations. And we've had debates in the Chambers of Parliament in New Zealand. ACT floated that we should include the word genocide in terms of describing China's actions and treatment to the Uyghur. And that was, I think, blocked by Labour themselves. So, yeah, there is a line being walked definitely by the government and by the Prime Minister and Nanaia Mahuta, the Foreign Affairs Minister at the moment. And it looks like Australia's really seizing on that. None of our politicians refused to be interviewed for it. So Ardern was asked, Mahuta was asked, the Trade Minister Damien O'Connor was asked to be interviewed in the 60 Minutes piece. They all declined, which
fair enough given the framing.
I think they knew what way this was going to go. I believe the last time Jacinda Ardern was on the Australian 60 Minutes show was in 2018 when she was asked the really creepy questions around when Neve was conceived by that old dude. So I believe as well Jacinda Ardern's made a decision this year to not do foreign media as a rule. With some limited exceptions. So
I mean, if that's your last experience of talking to a particular news outlet, they've kind of shot themselves in the foot for trying to get any actual commentary in the future, haven't they?
Yeah, it does. But it is, it's an interesting little step up in this whole New Zealand-China debate that, you know, such a close, our closest ally. Australia is their main media organisations are calling us out on it. MediaWorks has just posted a loss, which is not a huge surprise for the year ending 31st December last year. They reported a $4.8 million loss. Now, that included something called an impairment charge. Stay with me, folks. Accounting is interesting sometimes.
My eyes glaze over.
It was a huge... It's basically a write down in an asset, and it was to account for the fact that they were losing the TV division, right, which is a big part of their core business. And if they hadn't had that impairment charge, they would have made $7 million for the period, which would be a record for them. They didn't. I hasten to add, they didn't make a profit, they made a loss. Last year, they made an even bigger loss. I think it was $25 million in the year ending 31st December 2019. And that was due in large part because they had a write-down in the value of three because they were preparing to sell it. So they had to A, make it more realistic, and then B, make it quite attractive in a market where no one wanted to buy TV assets at the time.
Would you like to buy a nice television station?
Yeah, right in the middle of like a pandemic, an economic crisis.
I'm kind of imagining someone in a big hawker's coach with it just like TV three hanging out from underneath.
Exactly. So it's kind of hard to glean out of this how MediaWorks is doing financially at the moment. Like, they've got their own spin saying this is actually, you know, everything's going fine considering the circumstances. This is a good reflection on the business. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But god damn it, MediaWorks, man. It's just year after year I've watched them battle their way through another 12 months of existence somehow.
Rob was still here, I'd make a Tottenham joke, but he's left, so I feel like I can't kick him while he's not in the room to defend himself.
The last little bit that I'll cover today is a little more global, and that is the proposed media mega merger of Warner Brothers and Discovery. They've got a proposed name, which they've floated to staff this week, and it is...
Discover Warner?
Warner Bros. Discovery.
Oh, wow.
Still needs to get through the regulators in the States, which could take a long time.
Is this whole thing about Warner Brothers having this massive catalogue of movies and stuff that doesn't really have an outlet at the moment? Is that part of the whole conversation? I vaguely heard something about it in the news.
So AT&T owns Warner Brothers. Oh, sorry, Time Warner is actually the name of the company. And they tried to buy it for a really long time, and it got tied up by the Trump administration, who were blocking it on, I think, like anti-monopoly grounds, the Justice Department.
Wild, coming from Trump.
Well, you know, not the whole government is represented by one man. But then they eventually were successful, and it's only 3 years after the fact that they're now trying to sell it into this joint merger. It's all about streaming. It's just these companies coaleasing so that they can compete with Disney, Netflix, these types of people. So it's a $60 billion merger, it would
Crikey.
Be. That's in New Zealand dollars. And their tagline is, "The stuff dreams are made of." Which is vaguely terrifying to me.
Yeah, that's got a slightly...
dystopian?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think the thing is, they don't really make new movies much anymore, but they have this, like, reputation. Their name still has the reputation, and they have the back catalogue of, like, all the classics, so...
Man, I don't know. Is that true?
I don't know.
Me neither.
We're just talking absolute shit here, aren't
we? We'll go get some clothes, and I'll report back next week. But, yeah, it's still a big if this is going to happen, but... It looks like it will. It's getting to a pretty advanced stage, but it may take a long time to clear through the Department of Justice in the States. And it does affect things here, of course, because Three, our New Zealand radio station, radio network, is owned by Discovery now. So it would be part of this big behemoth.
Ooh la la. All right. Well, we will watch that space. Anything else interesting, Tim?
Nah, dog.
That's it. Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
See ya.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. Can